I left for you.
I came here for you.
I work for you.
I sing for you.
For you. My mother sang songs that still echo in my head. Ni wa wa, ni wa wa, ika ni wa wa. Silent sleep, soft hands, soothing stories of who I am and who I was to become.
I dream for you.
Youth, fresh sprouts shooting up from beneath the hard-pressed soil. My bloom was the moon in the sky, rising high, perpetual glow, orbiting against the eclipse.
I speak this language for you.
I tell stories for
you. My mother used to tell me stories of how it was, how it all began for us. Piggyback rides in small strides, through jungle leaves and killing fields. Her stories stitch in my head for lost memories. And so my mother reminds me of our story, left behind in a land I will never call my home. And so my mother carries with her new dreams in a land that drowns dreams in sweat realities.
My back aches for you.
I sacrifice
for you. I cry for
you. I hurt for you. For you.
I was quick to jump.
For you.
I shot up before my buds were bloomed. I was hungry to leave the soil that had given me roots to grow.
Don't call me by my Chinese name.
I said, I am battered by my native story that haunts me in shadow characters that have become lions and lions blurred in a Sunday school stick raised high above my hand. Don't call me by my Muslim name.
I said, I know no native tongue, yet you force me to learn another. Alif ba da, alif ba da. Daily recitations of Arabic scripture to fill a hollow child.
It is the duly and lost face of appropriation, and now I have lost my mouth. I bite my tongue with these rootless words that fall out of my mouth like paper blooms that fly away without meaning and thought, and I have forgotten a language that once was mine.
My mother, she speaks in broken English, an accent I often make fun of.
And I am talking with a set of stolen pipes, and I come back to you, mocking your metaphysical mispronunciations.
I get angry for you, and I speak my mother's maiden language in broken tongue, an accent she often makes fun of. And how ironic that we both laugh at languages that become such a barrier for us, for me, for
this never-ending thirst for words, words I do not know and never knew, and ring forth from my bell jar mouth like the ventriloquy of a bird call.
I never thought she understood English well enough. I never thought she understood the culture I was in. I never thought she understood me well enough. And I never thought to think that was all very new for my mother. And I never thought to think that was also all very hard for my mother.
Now, the wind carries my seed and space dances its funny taunt between me and my mother, giving me eyes. She is desperate to save her children, bring them back home, to branch out her roots and watch the buds bloom.
I return to my mother who never left my side. Mother, I see you.
You, beautiful patient matron of third-grade peanut butter sandwiches.
You, frying egg rolls for my class while room mothers bake cupcakes.
You, shedding tears in the rally of a thousand faces for the blood of another thousand, shooting your stronghold words when Tiananmen, gate of heavenly peace, became tanks running over barriers made of our flesh, the brine of blood and tears shed on the day of my birth by people who
you,
once were
remembering
you.
Families and friends still trapped in a red war that knows no end.
I fight for you.
I live for you.
I grow tall on foreign soil. I don't understand the words she waters, but she speaks to me through her house
and her food
and her hands
and her wisdom, and she is always right.
I am too proud to admit that she is always right. I'm running two steps forward
and three steps back,
and still she waits for me.
Come home.
I die for you.
I love for you.